The Steve Miller Blues Band, the Kaleidoscope, tonight are over there at the Hullabaloo. The 118th Annual Edgar Allan Poe Electric Memorial and Breakfast is being presented at the Hullabaloo tonight. The Electric Memorial is featuring Taj Mahal, the W.C. Fields Memorial Electric String Band, the West Coast Branch, the Outlaw Blues Band, Bluesberry Jam, Cosmic Lights by the Thomas Edison Memorial Flash, and a presentation of Peace Expertise by special arrangement with the International Affairs Department of Radio Free Oz. There'll be a breakfast at 2 a.m. by the Green Power. The Electric Memorial and Breakfast is a benefit for the Student Mobilization Committee Conference at East Los Angeles Junior College, which is running tonight, today and tomorrow. And the concert tickets are $1.50 at the conference registration. Well, that's already over with. You can still buy the tickets now at the door at the Hullabaloo for $2.50. And it's on behalf of, as I said, the Student Mobilization Committee Conference.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? You didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say we'll be together. What can I do? What can I be? When I'm with you, I wanna stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave, and if I do, I know the way there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life?
A tune that Paul McCartney wrote about marijuana. Got to Get You Into My Life. That's the Beatles from the Revolver album. I'm King David McKenzie on Refried Vinyl, the 420 plus one special. It's 128 Pacific Time, 828 Universal Coordinated Time on killradio.org in Los Angeles. I hope you're enjoying all this stuff. This is one of my favorite bands of the swing era. And this, like a lot of this stuff, goes back to the 1930s. One of the greatest arrangers ever to put together a chart for any band. For a while, he led his own orchestra and recorded for Victor. Actually, probably, I'll have to check. He probably recorded for Bluebird more so than Victor, because Bluebird was the label on which a lot of the African-American organizations of the time were on, even though so was Glenn Miller. But in any event, we're talking about the Don Redman Orchestra. Check this out. Don Redman with a tune about the Reefer Man.
Say, did you ever meet that Reefer Man?
No, I never met the guy. Tell me about it.
Oh, no, you're not kidding me now, are you? You never met the Reaper Man? Oh, no, you never met the Reaper Man? And yet you say you swim to China and you wanted to sell me South Carolina? I believe you know the Reaper Man. Did you ever meet the funny Reaper Man? You never met the funny Reaper Man? And yet you say you walk the ocean anytime you take a notion? Yeah, I believe you've seen the Reaper Man. Met that funny Reaper Man? Have you ever met that funny Reaper Man? Oh, he trades your dimes for nickels and he calls watermelon pickles. Yeah, I'm talking about the Reaper Man. You ever meet that little old Reaper Man? Did you ever meet that little old Reaper Man? If he takes a sudden mania and he wants to give you Pennsylvania, I'm still talking about the Reaper Man. Have you ever met that little old Reaper Man? Ever met that funny little Reaper Man? If he sells Wall Street, it's frantic, and 'cause he won't sell them the Atlantic. Oh, that's that Reaper Man. With the Reaper Man. Yeah, Jim, I know the Reaper Man. If I claim I own a portion of the Rockefeller fortune, and you know I just left that Reaper Man. Yeah, I know the Reaper Man. Yeah, I'm well acquainted with the Reaper Man. So if I claim I have a billion and I want to trade it to you for a million, I just left that Reaper Man. How well I know the Reaper Man. Oh, I'm so well acquainted with the Reaper Man. So if you hear me sniff and giggle, start to squirm and wiggle, oh, that little Reaper Man.
Yes, the wonderful, ever so wonderful, Mr. Don Redman and his orchestra with the Reaper Man. Now, going back once again to one of the reasons why I'm doing this particular special, you know, other than simply the fact that we're talking about 420, April the 20th, 420 day. This is the audio from a second video, which is up on YouTube. Atomic Comedy Network and documentary filmmaker Mike Learing, in association with the Patient Advocacy Network, created this video to tell the story of Vianna Haggio. Terry Joyce is the narrator. And if you're inspired by this particular video, check out CannabisSavesLives.org. Take your internet browser, point it at CannabisSavesLives.org and share it with your friends if you care to. And for further information, email HollywoodHemptress at gmail.com. That's HollywoodHemptress@gmail.com. That's Terry Joyce's email there. And Terry's voice is going to be the next one that you'll be hearing. So, you know, take this into consideration.
In August of 2009, Vianna Hajou lost her home, her health, and her livelihood for doing what many people in California are doing right now. She was the director of a medical marijuana dispensary. Her collective was raided by the LAPD in a SWAT-style manner. She and her employees were held by gunpoint. They were talked to in a derogatory, abusive manner, and they even threatened to shoot her animals. What they found and what they confiscated was $120 and 4 pounds of dried cannabis leaves. Let's listen to what happened to Vianna Hajou right now in her own words.
With the guns drawn, there were a lot of cops. They called me names. He called me, he said, "Get the fuck out of here, bitch." I told him that I need to put my dogs away. I had two small dogs. And he said, "I don't give a fuck, I'll shoot them." And in the dispensary was me, my security guard, our security guard, and a patient. The patient got very scared, and he started throwing up. They drug us out outside of the dispensary, and they handcuff us, and they search the place, and they find in the drawer $120 and less than a pound of medicine in the jars. He was a very, very bad talking to me, called me names, and told me he went to one of the volunteer house and put everybody on the floor, what I heard later on, and put the shotgun to their heads like they did to my daughter. And I told that if they did go to my apartment to get the key, so because I have my daughter, it's a bipolar schizophrenic, and she's a suicidal. And he didn't care. He said, "I don't care." And
during the raid, Vianna began to feel dizzy and faint, and she asked the LAPD for her blood pressure medication. They took the medication out of her purse and sat it in front of her, but never gave her a pill. Later on that evening, she was booked, and the police asked her to sign a release, what she thought was a release for her possessions. She was faint, she was dizzy, she wasn't feeling well. Later on, she found out that she signed a confession admitting her guilt of having 50 pounds of marijuana, and her bail was set at $50,000. Later that evening, Vianna suffered a stroke.
Medication, because I have a very bad headache and my blood pressure was up, and they took the medication out of my purse, and they put it in front of me. I was handcuffed and sit on the couch. They put it on the front of me on the table and never give it to me. A couple of hours later, when they brought me to the station, I told the commander in charge there that I have a very bad headache and they didn't give me my medication. I have the medication. This one told them to book me and then bring me to the jail in Van Nuys because they don't have nurse on staff. And while they were booking me, they made me sign a few pieces of papers, which I didn't have my glasses, they didn't let me read. They told me that it's for my possessions. They took all my possessions from me, and I signed. To find out later in the court that they put a piece of paper which was said was a confession that I signed it, that I confessed to whatever they thought I did.
Most medical marijuana dispensaries are raided by the federal government. The reason why this happens is because the federal government does not recognize state law. Marijuana is a class one drug, therefore it's federally illegal. In Vianna Hajou's case, her dispensary was raided by the LAPD. Vianna had all the correct documentation, she had paid her business license and her taxes, and yet she was still raided by her own state police. Why do we pay taxes for this injustice?
In my franchise, the tax board, it states Medical Marijuana Dispensary Collective. So if I didn't lie to you, and even today, you go to them and you have to pay extra, because if you ask you, are you selling medical marijuana? If we are illegal to sell medical marijuana, why you ask me to pay you money for that?
Right.
You should said no, you cannot open
you
this.
Open this.
You cannot
you
open this. This is
but
not
no, right. They said no, you have.
LA City Councilman Jose Huizar campaigns that the reason why we need to shut down the medical marijuana dispensaries is because they're profiteers making over $100,000 a month. Like every medical marijuana dispensary owner is Pablo Escobar. This is not true. The real Pablo Escobar is something much more sinister. It's a corporation called Big Pharma. Vianna Haju is nothing like that.
What is your mansion? What is your car? What is your money? I said, what money? What are you talking about? And he said, oh, you know what I'm talking about. I said, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Because I don't have mansion, I don't have cars. I was driving a Honda Civic, and I was living in an apartment with my daughter. And I had a salary of $2,200 a month, and they paid me my medical insurance. That's what I got from running managing a legal dispensary. We were not making money. It was a non-profit organization. We did not make money off of this.
A lot of people wonder why Vianna won't just take a plea and get it over with. But Vianna has done nothing wrong, and she will not lie in a court of law.
Well, I should not take a plea, because if I take a plea, I would be a liar. I never lied in my life. And if I raise my hand in the court and I say that I will say the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and help me God, if I take the plea, I will be a liar.
Vianna has lost her health, her home, and her ability to be employed is non-existent.
The affair, I never got anything back from them. It cost me my health, my apartment, I got evicted. The lawyer cost me over $25,000. And right now, I really need your help. And I appreciate it if you guys can help me out to fight this system. This system is wrong. We need to fight this. Please help me to fight this system.
More information concerning Vianna Haju can be found at CannabisSavesLives.org. That's CannabisSavesLives.org. And you can also email Terry Joyce at Hollywood Hemptress. That's HollywoodHempTress at gmail.com. 1:44 Pacific Time, 8:44 Universal Coordinated Time on killradio.org in Los Angeles, California. I'm King David McKenzie. You're listening to the Refried Vinyl 420 plus 1 special. And Jack, I'm mellow. This is music from Trixie Smith. Thank you.
The world seems light and I'm so right, Jack. I'm mellow. I'm gonna put my nickel in a slot machine and play my solid cinder. I'm gonna scratch Peck and Susie Q, cause I'm on a bender. I'm so high and so dry, I'm sailing in the sky. I got my roach around, I can't come down, Jack, I'm mellow.
It's time for America's favorite daytime fun show, Let's Make a Dope Deal. Yes, Let's Make a Dope Deal, where young pushers try to parlay their stash into that really big connection and jump up into dealerhood. And our first contestant today on Let's Make a Dope Deal is former head of the philosophy department at Harvard University. He is the holder of a PhD, an MA, a BA, and is a BMF besides. Would you please give a big warm welcome for Bob Bitchin? Come on, let's have a hammer, Bob Bitchin. Here he is all the way from Harvard, Bob Bitchin. Well, it's really great to have you on the show tonight, Bob. How you doing?
Bitchin'.
Well, listen, that far out and solid and right on, Bob. Tell us, Bob, here's the question I ask of all our contestants. What made you drop out?
Well, a lot of people think it was the 400 acid trips they took, you know.
Uh-huh, but what was it really, Bob?
One day I played Black Sabbath at 78 speed, man.
What happened?
I saw God.
I saw God. That. Well, yeah. That sounds like true enlightenment to me,
yeah,
Bob.
Tell
us, Bob, what have you been doing with all those degrees? I noticed you had a PhD, an MA, and a BA. What have you been doing with all that knowledge?
Making candles, man.
Making candles. Well, that sounds creative, Bob. What kind of candles are they?
Oh, they're really neat table candles, you know.
Table candles?
Yeah, you pour wax on a table.
Uh-huh.
And you set it on fire, man.
Well, that sounds like a hot item, Bob. Okay, you ready to play our game?
Yeah, man.
Okay, here we go. Now, you know the rules. You get fronted with a stash of 50 keys, and you can wager part of them or just some of them on any one of our tests.
50 keys?
50 keys.
Can I quit now?
No, not yet, Bob. You have to play our game. Okay, Bob, how many want to wager on the first test?
All of them.
All of them. He's going to shoot the works, or mainline, as we call it here on Let's Make a Dope Deal. Okay, Bob, for 50 keys, what is your name? You have 60 seconds.
Hey, I know that one, man.
Starts with a B.
Then what is it?
I knew it when I came in here, man.
M's with a B.
Oh, don't tell me. Happy birthday.
10 seconds, Bob.
Bob!
And you win 50 keys for the tensions mounted here on Let's Make a Dope Deal.
How you get
on? Oh, boy, Bob, now you have 100 keys.
Almost
did. Okay, here we go for the second plateau. How many keys do you want to wager this time?
All of them.
All of them is going to shoot the works again, huh? What balls he has. Okay, here we go, Bob. For another 100 keys. How many joints are in a lid? 30 seconds.
Oh, I know that one.
Two.
Okay. Two.
Yeah, I roll big joints.
I just say that's okay. They roll big joints too. Two and you win another 100 keys. Boy, the pressure's filling. Here we go, Bob. Okay. Okay, now we're going for the big and final test. Okay, in front of you, you see three doors marked door number one, door number two, and door number three.
Number
behind
three.
One of those doors, Bob,
number three,
is
man.
50 pounds of Lebanese blonde hash. Makes your eyes red just thinking about them, huh? Okay,
number
Bob,
three,
I'm gonna make you do it. I'll give you $50 and 50 reds for your keys right now.
Oh, take the reds.
No,
man.
I'll give you $1,000 and 50 reds.
I want the hash.
He wants the hash. Okay, Bob, here we go. Now I must remind you that behind the other two doors are narcs. Okay, Bob, here we go. What'll it be? Will it be door number one, door number two, or...
Or what?
Narcs. There's two narcs behind the other.
I'll take the bread, man.
I'm sorry, Bob. It's too late. You have to choose. What'll it be? One, two, or three?
Number three.
Four. No, Bob. No, there's only three. I know. You're nervous. Okay. One, two, or three?
Two, one.
Two, one. No,
one. Number three, man. Number three.
One, two.
Three.
No, one. Ow. Let go.
What's he doing?
One, one. Black light, no tap backs. Okay. You chose door number one. Let's see who's behind that door. It's Officer O'Malley, the FBI. You're busted. Join us next week when we play Let's Make a Dope Deal.
What happened?
Oh, I messed up, man.
M-A-R-Y Mary J-A-N-E Jane, dear. There's a corner in my heart that I'll always keep apart for Mary Jane. It's very plain, for Mary Jane. That's why I'm in favor of getting every bit of love from Mary Jane. I live to do and dare for Mary Jane. She's the type that's hard to find, just the kind you could take home to mother. She suits me to a T. We were made for each other. Should another pretty face ever try to take her place, 'twould be in vain. I'm always gonna care for Mary Jane. Just a slip of a girly rare is the theme of our love affair. When it comes to happiness, we've got more than our share. Take her to dance, take her to tea. Stunning how cunning this girly can be. Gosh, the girl's ideal. How can she be real? That I'll keep apart for Mary Jane.
Mary Jane, dear.
Jane.
It's very plain, Jane.
For Mary Jane, Jane, Jane. Now I know the secret of getting every bit of love from Mary Jane. We've got to sing hot music for Mary Jane. Should another pretty face try to take her place, 'twould be in vain. I'm always gonna care for Mary Jane. My ambition is to marry Mary Jane.
Ah, yeah, the Mellow Tone Boys. Mellow Tone Boys, Mary Jane. King David McKenzie here, 1:54 Pacific Time. 8:54 Universal Coordinated Time on killradio.org out of Los Angeles, California, by the corner of, by the intersection of Vermont and Beverly. And we do have some construction going on right outside this window here, so that's probably what you hear in the background every time I open up the mic. I hope you don't mind. Hope you're enjoying the tunes a lot more than that. In any event, this is the 420 plus one special, and going back again, this is another Don Redman and his orchestra tune, a classic of the big band era, And as a matter of fact, Duke Ellington, after Don Redman's band folded, Duke Ellington asked him to make an arrangement of this particular tune for his band. Probably the most popular individual piece that the Don Redman Orchestra ever recorded. It's called Chant of the Weed.
Weeks ago, but you've seen one IBM building, you've seen them all. Boom. Boom, boom, boom. Well, we came up to Chicago. Opened up, we wanted to give old Julie, my illegitimate old man. Was he old? He went way back. He was around for the first Balkan War. You remember that war? He just missed the Titanic, damn it. Can't swim either. That Geritol freak. We sent him so much goddamn Geritol, Ted Mack showed up. Wanna audition him, play a judge. Well, let's face it. There isn't a court in this country where we could have put Mayor Richard Daley. You see, and LBJ's was, I was going down to see him, but he said he was busy on his memoirs. Gonna rival the memoirs of Fannie Hill. So, 100,000 people gonna jerk off reading the LBJ's memoirs. LBJ taught me everything I know. He taught me the word fuck is the only word left in the English language, and I don't mean with a PH. F-U-C-K. Because he killed the English language. I remember seeing him April 4th, 1968, on the boob tube. Martin Luther King had been assassinated. Riots all over the country. And LBJ came on and shed a tear. They got tricky makeup men to do that stuff. And he said, my fellow Americans, in the memory of his name, we must be non-violent. I put down a journal and said, holy shit, LBJ's a pacifist. I didn't know that. They're liars. History books are full of lies. Racist, honky stuff like Columbus discovered America when there was already people living here. Capitalist brainwashing. Farmer Jones came into Austin with 10 apples, sold them for 2 cents each. How much profit did he make? Profit! That's brainwashing.
We have this rally, you know, and these the transvestites for peace grab the stage, right?
They told you in school about freedom. And when you're trying to be free, they never let you. They said it's easy, nothing to it. And now the army's out to get you. 69 American terminal stasis. The air's so thick it's like a drowning in molasses. I'm sick and tired of paying these dues, and I'm finally getting hip to the American blues. I'm gonna say the pledge of allegiance before they beat me bloody down at the station. They haven't got a word out of me since I got a bill in jail's probation. 69 American terminal stasis. The air's so thick it's like drowning in molasses. I'm sick and tired of paying these dues, and I'm sick to my guts of the American ruse. 4 stars.
Oh no.
Comic cars.
Oh no.
Cheap guitars.
I love that record. That is the MC5, The American Ruse, from the Back in the USA album. I'm King David McKenzie, 2:05 a.m. Pacific, 9:05 Universal Coordinated Time, on the 21st morning of April 2013. This is Refried Vinyl, the 420 plus 1 special on killradio.org in Los Angeles, California. And dig all of this. I'm King David McKenzie, and this is another jazz classic. This is Sidney Bechet with a wonderful, wonderful soprano sax, with Noble Sissle's Swingers featuring O'Neill Spencer, Viper Man.
Must have my fun. I'm never sad. It can't be done. The people are talking, but I don't care. I'm 21, far from done. I've just begun. Wrap your chops round this stick of tea. Blow this gauge and get high with me. Good tea is my weakness, I know it's bad. It sends me gay, and I can't wait, I'm Viper Man.
Los Angeles, a poodle turned stool pigeon when his mistress was arrested. Police say they arrested 20-year-old Patricia Lee Ransom and her companion, 24-year-old Leonard Rivers, when they spotted them driving a stolen car. Miss Ransom's poodle wore a blue and white sweater which yielded a partially smoked marijuana cigarette. Again, Los Angeles, a Hollywood man has given a new alibi for possession of drugs. Raleigh Bowling was arrested when he approached a bus depot locker containing $10,000 worth of pills. He told police he just wanted to mix it with chicken feed to increase egg production. He was booked for possessing dangerous drugs for sale. Victorville, actor John Drew Barrymore has been placed on 3 years probation on a narcotics conviction. The 34-year-old son of the late great Profile was convicted of possessing equipment used for smoking marijuana, cigarette papers.
Thank you.
leave the country's rave is jive, jive, jive. This modern treat makes life complete. Jive, jive, jive. All the jive is gone. All the jive is gone. I'm sorry, Gabe, but you gotta hear late. All the jive is gone. All the jive is gone. All the jive is gone. So come on in and drink some gin. All the jive is gone. All the jive is gone. All the jive is gone. Things won't be quite so bright tonight, 'cause all the jive is gone. All the jive is gone. All the jive is gone. What an awful fix, can't get my kick, 'cause all the jive is gone.
Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy. All the jive is gone on refried vinyl. No, we're not even halfway through. We have 45 different tunes, and plus some spoken word things that we're gonna slog through for another couple of hours, definitely. And by the way, after that, what I have is some very entertaining anti-pot old time radio, some real Reefer Madness crap, but it's funny, and that'll be on a special Blacklisted Talk Radio deal right after this broadcast of the Refried Vinyl 420 plus one special. I'm King David McKenzie. This is killradio.org in Los Angeles, California. I don't know who it is who's doing this particular item. All I know is it's the audio for a video piece that was put up on YouTube. It didn't identify who the narrator was or who produced the thing or who wrote the thing. It just said this is the original version of it. And so, but man, it speaks to me, and it really fits. It really fits here on 420 plus one. The name of this thing is The Dirty Fucking Hippies Were Right.
Washington, D.C., that bears 58,260 names on it. All of those whose names that are carved on that wall are dead. For what? Freedom? If this country had listened when kids were screaming to stop that slaughter, that wall would have been one hell of a lot shorter. Yet we as a nation still wage wars of choice. Wars encouraged by plutocrats who never have to fight them. Peace is never discussed. Peace has somehow become a pejorative. Peace is no pejorative. Peace is essential to the survival of the human race. And those who advocate for war are a dangerous and fearful group who should be marginalized and disavowed. War is always the last choice. The dirty fucking hippies were right. Now the oceans have been rising. The polar ice is melting at alarming rates. The climate is changing in irreversible ways. Our survival as a species on this planet is on a precipice. The science on this is clear. Humans are now in trouble. Because of our reckless stewardship of what we dominate, we have polluted this fragile jewel that hangs in space, our only home. The food we buy is contaminated. The toys we give our children as presents for Christmas are tainted with poison. The water we drink is rife with carcinogens. The fish in our seas, lakes, and rivers are so full of mercury that it's only recommended that we eat them once per week. We have now come face to face with our own extinction. I hate to say we told you so, but the dirty fucking hippies were right. Sociopath after sociopath for the last 30 years to every level of government. Many of them slaves to corporate parasites that gorge themselves at the public trough, while the most vulnerable people in our society, the sick, the young, and the elderly, go wanting. Billions of dollars in profits are being snitched up at the expense and suffering of our neighbors by the jackals that comprise our pharmaceutical companies and insurance companies. Both of which pipe their diagnostic wisdom and their fake concern right into our homes via TV and radio commercials. These legal drug dealers now sell their wares with impunity. And the insurance gamblers perform a slick game of three-card Monte right in our living rooms. Most of these drugs have a list of caveats that would make even the most dishonest used car salesman blush. And the insurance hustlers change the rules of the game just when it's time to pay up. Profiting from the suffering and pain of others, profiting from human frailty. Universal health care? It's too expensive, we're told. Gas bag talking heads on TV and radio have been complicit in this deception while being handsomely compensated for their assistance. I'll say it again. The dirty fucking hippies were right. Discount stores descend upon small towns in America like alien ships filled with cheap products bought at low prices from countries that pay their workers slave wages. Plutocrats love this business model. Mom and pop shops can't compete with prices set by these huge corporate parasites. And to no one's surprise, many small businesses in these tiny hamlets fail, leaving small towns filled with empty storefronts, and even in some cases forcing these same small business operators to go to work for the very people that ruined their livelihoods. Small town America is subsequently decimated by this invasion, often helpless in stopping it. Wall Street has cannibalized itself. Still hungry, feeling the pangs of their greed, they've now come to the government for their daily meal. And still, without a hint of irony, a spokesman for this ravenous tribe mounts a soapbox and has the temerity to rail against the evils of socialism. Turns out the socialism is for them. The capitalism is for us. Abby Hoffman once baited these banksters by throwing cash onto the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. To no one's astonishment, they demonstrated their insatiable greed. The gluttons couldn't help themselves. They stopped trading, got on their knees, and swept up the free loot. Wall Street should have been reined in long ago. I'll say it again. The dirty fucking hippies were right.
And now it's time to play Let's Make a New Dope Deal. Yes, it's the all-new Let's Make a Dope Deal brought to you by your friendly neighborhood dope dealer who would like to remind you that a day without dope is like night. And now our first contestant is Bob Bitchin, who was on our first show 5 years ago. And if you remember that night, Bob won our grand prize of 50 pounds of black Afghani Primo hash. Hey, and we're dying to find out what Bob did with his prize. So let's bring him out here. Please welcome Bob Bitchin. Hey, Bob, it's great to have you on the show again. How you doing? Oh, the same. Well, that's fine. Bob, it's been 5 years since you've been on the show. Well, what have you been doing since then?
5 years.
That's right. It's been 5 years since we had you on the show. Bob, what have you been doing?
5 years.
What have you been doing? Watch my lips, Bob. What have you been doing?
Five years, man.
5 years. Oh, I see. You've been doing 5 years. That means you've been in prison for 5 years.
Yeah, I got popped for that hash.
Well, that's very far out. But you're out of prison and you're here right now on the all-new Let's Make a Dope Deal. Are you ready to play our game?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Bob, ready, here man. We go. Now, here's the first question.
Bob! B-O-B.
No, hey, you remembered. But that was 5 years ago, boy. That's your mind.
Door
like
number three.
That was 5 years ago, too. Your mind like a steel.
Dave's not here.
Boy, what a nostalgia trip this is. It's like a K-Tel record here. All right, here we go, Bob. No, none of those questions here, Bob. Before you answer the question, we have to tell you what you're playing for. You want to know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, Bob. If you answer our grand prize question correctly, Bob, you win not one, not two, not three.
I'll take four.
No, Bob, not four. There's more yet. There's the five. There's six. Not
I'll freeze the seven.
No, Bob, you can't freeze yet because you get not seven, not eight, but 10 pounds of pure, uncut Peruvian flake cocaine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's just what I really need.
Yeah, boy, you'll really freeze at 10 then, huh? You are into coke, aren't you, Bob? Oh, easy, boy. Easy, Bob. Take it easy, Bob. Yeah, boy, I guess we won't have to vacuum this carpet for a couple of weeks. Okay, Bob, are you ready to play our game?
Yeah.
Okay, Bob, in order to qualify for the grand prize question, you must pass this simple test first. Are you ready? Okay, here we go, Bob. You must either, number one, take this meat cleaver here and chop off your little finger. Or, number two, you must listen to an entire side of the album, Helen Reddy, The Las Vegas Years. What do you choose, Bob?
Give me the cleaver.
He's going to take the meat cleaver. All right. Bob, you chopped off your finger. Bob, that was only a gag question. You weren't supposed to do that.
Hey, can I have some of that coke now, man?
Not yet, Bob. You'll have all the coke you need once you answer the grand prize question. And that leads us right into the grand prize question. Bob, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Bob, for 10 pounds of uncut Peruvian coke, what is 4 minus 1? Think, Bob.
I can't.
What is 4 minus 1?
I can't think, man. My finger hurts.
Okay, Bob, let me put it to you this way. You have 4 fingers, and you take away 1. What do you have?
Blood.
Yes, yeah, you do blood, have blood, right. But that's not the right answer, Bob. Very close, but not the right answer. Let me put it to you so you'll really understand it, Bob. Okay, you have 4 Quaaludes.
I do?
No, Bob. This is a hypothetical question, Bob. You don't have 4 Quaaludes.
Yeah, I know. I know I don't have.
Okay, but let's say you had 4 Quaaludes. Okay, you have 4 Quaaludes, and you take 1. How many do you have left?
2.
2?
Yeah, I always take 2, man. I never get off on 1.
So your answer is 2.
Yeah.
Your answer is 2. Our judges say that's right, because they never get off on 1 either. You win the cup, Bob! Fantastic!
What are you going to do with all that coke, Bob? All right. And our grand prize winner today is Bob Mitchell, with those 10 pounds of coke. And we just want to say in closing to all you kids out there, remember what Albert Einstein always said. We only use 20% of our brain, so why not burn out the other 80%? All right, see you next time on Let's Make Another Dope Deal! All right, Bob, give yourself 40. Here, Bob, give me some of that.
The great Jack Teagarden, one of the greatest New Orleans trombonists of the original jazz era. Mama, mama, where did you hide my tea? I'm King David McKenzie. Didn't hide it. Hey, I got it right here. The 420 plus one special on killradio.org, refried vinyl out of Los Angeles, California. 2:30 Pacific time, 9:30 Universal Coordinated Time, as we're doing this live. And after we go through the 45 records here on this program, we're going to be going into a special Blacklisted Talk Radio program of all kinds of Reefer Madness material from the old-time radio era. If you dig noir radio from the period, stuff like, you know, Suspense and Dragnet and The Whisperer, that kind of thing. We're going to have episodes of all of those in this program coming up. Blacklisted Talk Radio, after we're through with Refried Vinyl. But we still got a lot of old tunes, great old reefer tunes to get through here. So that's not going to be for a little while. But in the meanwhile, here's Tampa Red and the Chicago Five featuring Blind John Davis. Gonna get high.
It ain't no lie, and swing a mole and have a ball. I'm gonna get high, for me, for mine. Nobody know why. Oh, my baby, don't you cry. I'm gonna get high. It ain't no need of no one trying to shame me. For what it takes, I've got it. Who could blame me? Oh, yeah. I'm gonna get high, I'll do it or die, and swing them all and have a ball. I'm gonna get high, yes, yes. Hit it out, mommy, there. Uh-huh. I hear you, Mr. Strike, man.
Is the biggest in pop music history.
It's the Monterey International Pop Festival.
KRLA is there. DJs Reb Foster, Dick Moreland, Bill Slater,
newsmen Jim Steck, John Land, and Bill Wood.
Special Radio Free Oz observers Phil Proctor and John Carpenter.
Stay tuned to KRLA for complete coverage of the Monterey International Pop Festival.
Listen as KRLA's weekend festival of hits salutes the Monterey Festival.
KRLA Free.
The smell of incense filled her room.
ocean. What happened to her childhood dreams? The sidewalk smothers us tomorrow. And the smell of incense filled her room.
West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band from their album Volume 2, which was actually the third album they put out. I you know, they put out a Volume 1 and a Part 1. I'll let you figure that out. But anyway, from Volume 2, Smell of Incense. I'm King David McKenzie. 2:41 Pacific Time. 9:41 Universal Coordinated Time on the 21st morning of April of 2013. This is the 420 plus one special of Refried Vinyl. on killradio.org. And I'll let you check this out. Reaverhead Woman, Jazz Gillum and his Jazz Boys.
I can't see why my baby sleeps so sound. Well, I can't see why my baby sleeps so sound. She must have smoked her reefer and is bound to carry her down. When I left her this morning, I left her sleeping sound. When I left her this morning, I left her sleeping sound. The only way she could catch me is to run like a full bloodhound. Yes, yes. She said she was gonna leave me, going to some no good town. She said she was gonna leave me, going to some no good town. She was a rough-cutting woman, she did like to break 'em down. If you got a good woman, men, please don't take her around. If you got a good woman, men, please don't take her around. She will get full of reefer and raise sand all over this town.
I'll tell you what else. I'm going to extend the theory to our generation now so that it's more applicable. The musicians today who don't do drugs and in fact speak out against it, we're rock against drugs. Boy, they suck. Suck. Ballless, soulless, spiritless, corporate little bitches, suckers of Satan's cock, each and every one of them. Sucking Satan's pecker. Suck it. Put that big scaly pecker down your gullet. We're rock against drugs because that's what George Bush wants. That's what we want, isn't it? Government approved rock and roll. Don't you want to be at a concert one night, look to your right and see Dan fucking Quayle right next to you, man? You know you're partying then. You know you're on the edge. Fuck it. The Quayle monster's here. There ain't no coming back. We might be up till 11 tonight. Fuck this. We're rock stars who do Pepsi Cola commercials. Luckily, Satan's dick has many heads, so all these little demon piglets can nuzzle up and suckle all at once. And here comes a fella named Vanilla Ice. Here comes MC Hammer. Here's Madonna with two heads. Suck in Satan's pecker. Suck it. It's only your dignity. Suck it. It's only your dignity. Suck it. MC Hammer. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Hammer. He dropped the MC. I can't wait till he drops the hammer, too. How about this? Drop it all. Good.
Where's the man with the jive?
There's a man from way uptown to take away your blues. And any time the man comes round, the viper spreads the news. He is known from coast to coast to every cat alive. And any time you give a toast to the man who brings the dive. Whenever you're feeling small, don't care for this life at all, light up and get real tall. Here comes the man with the jive. Don't sit around moaning sigh and act like you're gonna die. Light up, baby, and get real high. Here comes the man with the jive. Now you feel like a millionaire, but not a dime in your jeans. Although you don't get nowhere, feel like going down to New Orleans. Don't cry if your gal is gone. Those vipers, they don't stay for long. Light up, pal, and sing a song. Here comes the man with the jive. I'm the jive, jive man. I'm the jive, jive man. I got my jive right in my hand. Where's the man with the jive? Bring him on. Bring him on. Bring him on. Well, look here, Gates. How much did you jive?
3 for a half.
3 for a half. Don't make me laugh.
Well, $4 for a dollar.
Woo! I'm gonna holler.
Well, holler. I don't care.
Well, look here, boys. Everybody's nice and tall. Let's light up and have a ball.
Stuff Smith, here comes a man with the jive. 10 to 3 Pacific time. 10 to 10 Universal Coordinated Time. On killradio.org, this is the 420 plus one special of Refried Vinyl. I'm King David McKenzie from Los Angeles, California. And this goes back to Harlem, back to the Cotton Club. One of the all-time greats. Although this particular recording of this tune, the tune is one of the original Cotton Club items. However, this recording actually comes from the Universal Amphitheater out here in Los Angeles and was part of a movie you may have heard called The Blues Brothers. Blues Brothers Band with the great Cab Calloway.
here's a story about Minnie the Moocha. She was a low-down hoochie-coocha. She was the roughest, toughest frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Hidey, 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 hidey. He took her down to Chinatown, and he showed her how to kick the gong around. Hidey, hidey, hidey,
hidey.
Hidey, 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 hidey.
Hidey,
hidey, hidey, hidey, ho.
Hidey, 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 ho.
She had a dream about the king of Sweden. Gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with the platinum wheels. Hidey, 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 racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. Had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes. She sat around and counted them all 1,000,000 times.
Master of the Universe, Great Guru, I understand that Peter Sellers studied under you for his role in I Love You, Alice B. Toklas.
Yeah, I was his teacher.
What, may I inquire, did you teach him?
I ain't no squealer.
While the Great Guru is meditating, make up your mind to see Peter Sellers in I Love You, Alice B. Toklas, in Technicolor from Warner Brothers 7 Arts.
Hey, you know something? That's a great idea.
Now showing citywide.
93 KHJ.
Boy, she's really frantic, the wildest chick in town. She blows her gauge, flies in a rage, sweet marijuana brown. In her victory garden, the seeds grow all around. She plants, you dig, she's flipped her wig, sweet marijuana brown. She don't know where she's going, she don't care where she's been, but every time you take her out, she's bound to take you in. Boy, that gal needs trouble, you ought to put her down. Get help, take care, look out, beware of sweet Mary Warner Brown. Thank you. know where she's going. She don't care where she's been. But every time you take her out, she's bound to take you in. But that gal means trouble. You ought to put her down. Get help, take care, look out, beware of sweet marijuana brown.
The Barney Bigard Sextet, Sweet Marijuana Brown. This is KillRadio.org in Los Angeles, California. Couple of minutes before 3 Pacific time, couple of minutes before 10 Universal Coordinated Time on KillRadio.org on Refried Vinyl. The 420 plus 1 special program. And this is one of the all-time classics. 420 deal here, like what we're running down. This is the original Jamaican mix from Peter Tosh. Legalize It.
Legalize it. Don't criticize it. And I will advertise it. Some call it Tampi. Some call it the weed. Some call it marijuana. Yeah. Some of them call it ganja. Never mind, got to legalize it. And don't criticize it. Legalize it, yeah, yeah. And I will advertise it. Singers smoking and players of instrument too. Legalize it, yeah, yeah. That's the best thing you can do. Is smoking. Judges smoking. Even the lawyer too. So you got to legalize it. And don't criticize it. I will advertise it. It's good for the flu. Good for asthma. Good for tuberculosis. Even humara combosis. Don't criticize it. Legalize it, yeah, yeah. I will advertise it. Birds eat it, ants love it, fowls eat it, goats love to play with it. So you got to legalize it. Don't criticize it. Legalize it, yeah, yeah. And I will advertise.